Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with guitarist Jason Vio not long after he'd won the 2015 Grammy Award for Best Classical Instrumental Solo. He'd also recently released a CD with harpist Yolanda Condonassis. We talked about how busy his life has become.
It's kind of been like this for several years now, really, without really much let up, in the sense that I've really been exploring, in addition, of course, to playing, you know, many solo recitals a year and many concerto engagements, just really having fun with collaborating and kind of mixing the guitar with other instruments and other sounds. And so it's been great.
So as you've taken on different projects, as you've learned different music, do you find yourself continually learning what the guitar can do?
Sure. Well, it's I think it's a very versatile instrument, and also I have a lot of great opportunities. I think, you know, as a result of my career, doors open a little bit easier when you want to collaborate with people, and a lot of these collaborations come to you as well. Like the Al Bustan Takht Ensemble based here in Philadelphia, Hana Khoury, that was just something that kind of, you know, he approached me, and Curtis, actually Mary Javian of Live Connections, was, you know, really instrumental, and David Ludwig, a composer at Curtis, really instrumental in putting these kind of pieces together. That's not something that would have really happened of my own accord. But that turned out to be a really exciting collaboration, which we're going to, of course, be, you know, continuing with.
Tell me a little bit about the guitar. Are composers pushing the limits these days?
Sure. Well, I think composers that write concert music often push any instrument really into sort of some new territory, because it's natural for composers to want to really test those boundaries and push them and create new sounds. And right, you know, composers are not only, you know, dealing in note composition, but also sound composition. They're often, of course, fascinated by just pure sound. What's exciting about guitar, I think, with composers, I think we're kind of entering a period where more and more of them are established composers actually are more interested in writing for it, is because for them it's like a new sound palette that they haven't really quite explored. And then from my end, just as a collaborator, it's exciting to, because I can improvise and arrange and compose and this kind of thing, it's easier for me to sort of insert, you know, myself into something like Al Bustan and kind of work together, get in a room, and just kind of come up with stuff. That's like what I do with Julien Lebrun, the French jazz accordionist. I mean, a lot of like what our next album is going to be there is, a lot of that is just comes about through us kind of actually jamming, if you will, like, you know, just kind of coming up with things and stretching out an arrangement of Esqualo by Piazzolla into something really entirely new, you know, just something completely different. And then the thing with Yolanda, the collaboration with Yolanda Condonassis, is more of a traditional type of classical music thing, where we really just want to play original music. We don't want to do a lot of arranging. We would like that to be a vehicle, actually, to attract composers to write new pieces specifically for that combination, because we really feel like the combination of the two sounds is really fantastic and really underrepresented by composers. So if we can be sort of a magnet for that, that's great.
That is great. So why don't we talk about the Al Bustan Seeds of Culture collaboration that you're involved in right now?
Yeah.
You've collaborated with them before. What are the challenges and opportunities when you collaborate with a group such as
the Al Bustan guys?
Yes, the Al Bustan guys, yeah.
The challenge for me really is to improvise over those kind of modes, because I'm more comfortable improvising over American jazz, over an American jazz lexicon, or an American blues-based sort of rock lexicon, if you will. So when you're given sort of a mode that's like I'm going to just take something like demonstrate a line from the world premiere, actually, that's going to be of Kinan Abu Afak. We're playing this new composition about 15 minutes. It'll be a world premiere. But as I kind of, you know, if I leaf through the music here, now if he writes this melody that's, you know, something like that, it's, you're asked really when it comes time to improvise, which we have in the last movement, that melody actually goes into what we would think in Western music like four different modes, four different scales within that four-bar phrase. So that would be a hard thing for me. Like if he gave me a choice of notes, like actually in the fourth movement, it's a little easier. The last movement, we have a section where we all, like a jazz group, we all take solos over, you know. This is a specific scale that you know. And you even have these kind of notes in this music where you have, that's not E flat or E natural, it's in between. Like this is like a scale, and this is like, right? Like to our ears, that would sound like it's out of tune or sharp. It would sound like we would be used to hearing that. But this kind of note in between to our ears sounds almost like it's out of tune, but that's actually a note in a scale or mode there. So to improvise over that is like, it's like a new challenge or new territory for me. It's fun.
When I talked to Hannah about this, he was talking about Arab ornamentation.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I try to dip my toe a little bit into that kind of thing, but I'm really more or less just sort of imitating little gestures and stuff like that. Like Hannah's basically like a master of that kind of thing. He deals in that. That's the music he's very comfortable with playing. What I do with Al Bustan, what they're excited about, is actually me bringing more of a westernized kind of thing. So if I take this melody, you know, something like a melody like that. Like I said, well, I could do an introduction, you know, but that's called Speak. That's a tune called Speak, and I can. You know, I can harmonize it. You know, you can kind of harmonize it with some Western, more Western, almost jazz harmonies or whatever, and they're very excited about that. They love it. They get very into that. So it becomes a kind of a fusion, and that's like an example of something where I kind of come in as an arranger and can, you know, sort of modify things, and then we just kind of create our own new sort of thing out of it, you know, out of more traditional. What would you take something more traditional Arabic music, and it becomes something new and different.
That's pretty exciting, because I was wondering, when you collaborate with different musical traditions, whether it was tricky or whether there was any concern about maintaining the integrity of each tradition, so you can hear each tradition, but it's creating something new at the same time.
Well, fusion is a tricky business, and especially in classical music. I mean, there's many examples of it over the years. In my opinion, some more successful artistically than others. I mean, to me, I think you can't really just say, it's a very facile exercise to just sort of mash two things together. But it's a different thing to actually kind of create something. And I think you have to have more of a composerly sort of attitude about it, rather than just like, oh, I'm gonna slap this thing on top of this other thing. But to actually blend it into then, so that the two things are not, you know, disrespected. You don't want to make a mockery of it, you know. The trick is, can you make something that doesn't weaken the two parts? It's like an alloy, like a metal alloy or something, right? Like if you take two metals and put them together, you want to make sure that the alloy is also strong. It's not weakened by the mixture of the two things. So that's kind of what we're trying to do. And it's in with Julien Lebrun, the French accordion, jazz accordion, it's the same thing. Like, we want to stir funk music, R&B, South American, Brazilian, but we don't want to weaken any of the sort of the parts, if that makes sense, the various
right
ingredients that go into the stew. <you
know>? No, that makes perfect sense. That was what I was wondering about.
We're basically trying to be Weather Report, I think, you know. For me, like, that's kind of where I'm, that's kind of my, that's a band that's very inspiring to me. The jazz group from the 70s, you know. They had a real effortless way of, like, combining a lot of different things, and that became known as world music. But world music can be really quite cheesy sometimes in a way, but it can also be really, really great. But they did it in a way that sort of like it respected the jazz tradition. It had the American jazz tradition of like band leadership and band function. But just went in just like a thousand different directions, like album by album, you know. I'm sort of thinking out loud right now, actually, but maybe that's where it's why I'm searching in a way for this. I'm almost like, because that's like, I would love to have been in a band like that. If I was a jazz musician, that would be like the coolest band to be in.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.